you're listening to. Si tu ne me respectes pas, oui, 90.1 FM Radio Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Are we ready to start the show?
Hey, this is your host, Priyansh, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM live from Burnaby. This is your host Priyansh, and that banger was Dean Town by Wolfpack. And before I continue with the rest of the broadcast, I would just like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwetlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Yeah. We'll talk more about today's artist, but I'm gonna save the rest of the yapping for later, because I'm gonna let Mr. Corey Wong blow your socks off. So sit back and enjoy. This is Corey Wong by Wolfric.
Sunday, Monday night, Corey Wong on guitar, Michael Blast, Sonny T. It's so funky and it's low volume. Come on.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And so I just want to take a moment to talk about today's artist, which is Wolfpack. They are a group, a band from Michigan, and, you know, funk, soul, like more of funk and soul and some of jazz element in their music as well. And they're an independent group from Michigan. And yeah, I got introduced to their music from one of their live music, live performances of one of their songs, which is like Dean Town. And that was like the first song that I played. And it was mind-blowing. And I'm not even, you know, overstating this, but the in like Dean Town, like if you heard the first song, it's like majorly composed of a really groovy and melodic bass line, and the entire Madison Square Garden was singing that bass line of the whole song, and they remembered the bass line, and it's a must watch performance that I highly recommend. So, you know, if you want to check it out, it's Dean Town live at Madison Square Garden, Wolfpack. But yeah, I love this group because like they also combine humor, you know, kind of like weirdness, quirkiness into their music. Like, you know, the personality of the band members, especially the leader Jack Stratton, his sarcasm and everything paired with the music, it's awesome. I have some more stories that and more thoughts that I'll share about Wolfpack, but we're gonna continue listening to some more songs, and yeah, so just sit back and enjoy.
Sinatra. One tick, I go 16, 12. wonders is the way it ends. And they've got 16 mutual friends. And he's got animal spirits. And he's got heartfelt lyrics. But then together you can hear it.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and this is your host Priyansh. And yeah, the first song that you heard like just before I started talking was 1612, and followed by Animal Spirits, and followed by me turning on the mic and beginning to talk. So one of the stories and one of the incidents that always come up when people are talking about Wolfpack, and especially to people, you know, when you're like introducing them to Wolfpack, and one of the story that, you know, still goes around wherever they go with them is the how in 2014 they kind of like made use of a loophole in Spotify, in Spotify's business model, and kind of like they trolled it. And so back in 2000, the band was formed in 2011, by the way. And so in 2014, they wanted to go on a no admission, so an admission free tour around the US. And what they did was they released an album called Sleepify, which included songs, which was just silence, nothing else. And they released that on Spotify and asked their, you know, audience and their fans to just play the album while they sleep and put it on repeat. And yeah, that's what fans did. And they made over $20,000, which is like, I checked this, by the way, that in today's date, it's around close to $28,000, you know, accounting for inflation and everything. But, and they blew up, and they also got into the algorithm because of what they did. And they were the first ones to do that. And Spotify, obviously, like, they took out their album. But it was such a, you know, baller move on their part. And yeah, they raised their money for their tour, and Spotify took that album down. But yeah, this is their story and the Spotify incident back in 2014, and that I wanted to share with you all, because I find this incident super neat, what they did. And yeah, so we're gonna continue listening to some more songs by Wolf Peck, and so just sit back and enjoy.
Thank you. Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Singing, going.